The former Memphis City school leader was interviewed by the Buffalo School Board August 4th after the state education commissioner recommended hiring Cash. Board members who participated in that interview emerged pleased and encouraged with Cash's experience.
He comes with the high regard of the commissioner who recommended him to us, so we're hoping that he would have the ability to connect with the state, particularly around this receivership issue and possible resources.
But Board President James Sampson says before making a final hiring decision, the next step would be to introduce him to the public. Several others were interviewed for this top spot, but it appears most board members are ready to hire Cash.
But clearly it's different for the other finalists that you've discussed this with, too, because they haven't met with the public or the groups.
He is the person at this point that the board is paying the most attention to.
Cash led the Memphis district for over 4 years. It's the largest district in Tennessee. Tonight, WGRZ television reporter Claudine Ewing and I will be asking Cash questions as moderators. The public will also have a chance to submit questions. Last week, Cash refused to conduct reporter interviews, saying he was asked by the school board not to speak to the media.
It's up to the board now. Let them do their work.
But Cash did tell WBFO News he believes he's uniquely qualified for this job. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.